Support for KPLU comes from Metropolitan Markets Catch Cascadia, celebrating local seafood delivered fresh daily. All Dungeness crab are 2 pounds or larger. Catch Cascadia also features halibut, salmon, and an array of shellfish on now at Metropolitan Market. Info at catchcascadia.com.
Okay, Nance, let's talk jowza.
Jowza, northern style dumplings, you mean?
That's what I'm talking about. I've been making my own wrappers and all for years, and now you are promulgating a method which is strange to me.
Why is that strange to you, Stein?
Because I make my dumpling wrappers out of all-purpose flour and water that has just boiled and stopped bubbling. You are recommending cake flour and plain old ordinary cold water.
The secret was given to me by Judy Fu. Now, Judy Fu owns Judy Fu's Snappy Dragon in the Maple Leaf neighborhood of Seattle. And she's got a jowza bar in there. So it's really cool. You can actually go in there and sit at the counter and watch her make these dumplings. I first got turned on to her dumplings and her noodles and her mushu pancake wrappers because she was standing there making them from scratch in front of me, rolling them out. And I can't believe she shared the recipe with me. In order to make 36 dumpling wrappers, it's 3 cups of cake flour to 3/4 cup of cold water. You don't have to let it sit and rise or anything like that. You just roll it right out. And tell me how you do your dumplings.
Well, I can't give you the exact measurements. I use a food processor. I use all-purpose flour and water that has just boiled and, you know, the bubbles have subsided. I add enough to make a dough of the consistency that I want. And then give it a little bit of hand kneading once I get it out of the processor and put it in a Ziploc bag for about a half an hour. Take it out, roll it out into a log, chop that up into little pieces, and I have a little glass bowl that has a footprint about 3 inches. Squash each one down, and then on a floured board, I've got a little short rolling pin I made out of a section of broom handle, and roll it and roll it and roll it and, you know, make the wrappers. One thing I will say, I'm going to try your method because who am I to, you know, argue with Judy Fu. But one thing I will say, no matter how you do it, is the homemade wrappers are a million times better than those skinny little anemic things you can buy.
Absolutely. And what's so nice about these is that they're thick and chewy. And you really feel like you're eating something.
Yeah.
They're also very forgiving when you try to fill them.
Yeah.
So in my column this week, I gave her recipe for the wrappers, directions on how to make them, as well as her simple pork filling. It was a pork and Napa cabbage filling.
Yeah.
But since then, I've tried this version many times at home. I'm going to say it 3 times fast. Your favorite girlfriend, Andrea Wynn. her gyoza recipe filling is outstanding with shrimp and pork. I've done it that way. You could do it vegetarian. Whatever you want to stuff inside there. You go to a dim sum parlor and there's something you like in some steamed dumplings. Hey, knock yourself out. Make something up. But those wrappers, you'll be shocked that you'll be able to make them so simply you will never buy store-bought again.
It's absolutely the way to go. If I were to offer 2 tips, which I am just about to do now. One would be when you're rolling those things out, leave them a little bit thicker in the middle than around the edges.
I say the same.
And number two, it's essential for pot stickers. Use a nonstick pan.
For when you're making pot stickers out of them. But I suggest start a big pot of boiling water when you start the process. And really, you can do this whole thing start to finish in an hour.
Give it a try, folks, and let us know how it all works out. There's nothing more fun than making your own batch of pot stickers. And you can see Nancy's article there at
SeattleTimes.com.
With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, I'm Dumpling Dick Stein.